He waited 30 seconds for the mind-clouding drug to take effect before he started asking questions.
"How did you spot me?"
he asked.
"You said you were trained. By whom?"
The Hook shook his head groggily, struggling to resist the chemicals coursing through his system. In a few minutes, they would render him unconscious. Theron needed to get answers before that happened.
"Hey!"
Theron snapped, slapping the Hook's meaty cheek.
"Who trained you?"
"Republic SIS,"
the Hook mumbled.
"Republic SIS?"
Theron repeated, his mind struggling to accept what he'd just heard.
"Covert surveillance,"
the groggy Hook confirmed, his tongue loosened by Theron's truth serum.
"Watching Morbo out of Operation Transom."
SIS has eyes on Morbo. No wonder the director knew I was here.
Theron had never heard of Transom, but that wasn't unusual. SIS had ongoing missions all across the galaxy, and only the director and the agents involved would be aware of the details.
"Just my luck to stumble into an active SIS mission."
"What are you going to do with me?"
the Hook asked, slurring his words and struggling to keep his eyes open as sleep slowly dragged him down.
"Relax, big guy," Theron said. "We're on the same side."
The director had ordered Theron off Nar Shaddaa. Obviously, he was worried about him interfering with Transom, whatever it might be. But Tefith's life was at stake, and Theron wasn't about to abandon her, even if it meant defying a direct order. The Hook began to snore loudly, ending any hope Theron had of asking him for more details about Operation Transom.
"It has to be in the early stages,"
Theron reasoned.
"They're still just observing the target. If I get in and out quickly, it shouldn't have any significant impact on the mission."
He knew the director would never buy that argument as justification for what he was about to do, but it was always easier to ask forgiveness than permission. Grabbing hold of the Hook's arms,
he dragged the sleeping alien into a corner of the alley,
hiding him behind several trash bins. He'd wake up in a couple of hours with a pounding headache, but otherwise unharmed. Plenty of time for Theron to meet with Morbo and bargain for Tefith's life. He set off down the alley at a brisk trot, trying not to think about the fact that he was putting his entire career in jeopardy.